Yes, guys, what's up? And welcome back to the second episode of Tea with CTB. And I'm joined here with Rituraj Desai and Mohit Santosh as
Hello, mate.
The one episode one. And also among us today, we have a special guest who is also one of our own from CTB, Soham Naik. And so let's hear some thoughts about Soham, what he feels in coming into the second episode. Soham.
I feel great to come. So seeing your first episode, you all did a magnificent job in the first episode where you spoke about Brighton, how would we line up and all. So it was bang on, apart from the predictions. Yeah, so it's nice and nice to interact with Chelsea after a long time.
We thank you for bringing us together, actually, to make this amazing thing, and hope we keep on continuing these episodes.
My pleasure. And you're doing a great job, as Mohit also does a fantastic job in having many people on his podcast. I guess Mohit, we had 3 times podcast, right?
Yeah, we've done a few in my own podcast before, but that's not something we should talk about more over here. Let's just carry on with episode 2 of TV CTB. Yeah, we're excited. Next year, excited, man.
Yes, I'm always excited to talk about CTB and all about Chelsea, right?
Yeah. And Mohit is also like one of the guys who started CTB and one of the owners, and he is the one who started the supporters club. So that's a really good job he's done here. And so let's get into the episode. And before we get into the preview of Liverpool game, I would like to ask all three of you all, what are your insights on the Brighton game that we played last 2-3 days back? So what are your insights on that, Mohit?
Played shit, but won the game. Who cares? We absolutely got battered by Brighton for 60 minutes. But unlike last season, we were clinical. We had some 5 shots on goal. Which means 3 were in. So, you know, last season we took 15 shots to get one in. So, we were clinical. That's good. But, yeah, a lot of worrying signs. We midfield got bulldozed by them. They dominated us. It's understandable. I don't know why fans were shocked or something. I completely expected it. I didn't even expect us to win that game. Okay. Yeah, I didn't expect us to win that game. Because no preseason and so many new boys. But we won. 3 points. You know, title true, winners, true. Apparently. Title, you know, it's a sign of title. Sign of champions. If you win, play shit and still win. So, right. Yeah, always good time.
That's right. I remember this game, you know. We were playing Burnley, I guess, in 2014 when Jose Mourinho won a title for us. It was the same story like that because we didn't play well that game, I guess.
No, Burnley took the lead. I know Burnley took the lead that game. But we did play. We did dominate after that. Can't we? Fabregas had so much of the ball. He created chances. It was not. This was
Fabregas
just.
Is
yeah, this was just shit. Okay, that was a lot better.
Yeah, it was a first game for many of us because we first of all we got to see Havertz first of all and proper Werner. See, it's for the first game. So I was not expecting much. I was expecting a good result. And I was expecting a win for us, but not sure about the goals which we are going to score. So, as you see in predictor, I said it was going to be 3-1 because I was knowing our defense is going to collapse. And it did that only. So, that's how we conceded 1-1. So that's for sure. But the way Christensen played that game, my God, if he can level up to that consistency, he could be a good player for this season.
Right. And Rituraj, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, the Brighton game was completely I didn't expect Havertz to start, by the way. Lampard doesn't have that record of starting the players like the first match as well. We saw that with Pulisic as well. Like he brought him in slowly. He gave him time to do that transition. But I guess the gaffer was pretty really very impressed by him in the first week itself. He thought of starting him. The game was pretty good. We had, as we know, our turbo Timo creating those chances, taking those runs. And as we discussed in the last pod as well, like those offsides we're going to get, we saw that as well. He's so hungry for those balls. to run in those channels. So that was pretty good from him in the first half. While in the second half, defensively a bit shaky. We lost it with that goal. Like it is not the mistake of the defense completely, I would like to say. Yeah, that was a savable shot from a world-class keeper, if we would expect. So, but yeah, the way we bounced back, you guys know Reece James, what happened between Lamptey and James, all that banter was going on Twitter as well. And he said, like, just leave it, I'm Reece James. And he shot that screamer into the top right corner of the net. And that was amazing to see. You swing back the momentum towards your side instantly. Like, we need those results. Player stepped up. Zuma also, very good goal. As not expected, it went off a deflection. But overall, a great game to take away those first three points of the season. So yeah, so that's pretty good game. And see, looking forward to Liverpool.
What I think, Kai started, because we did not have Pulisic that game. Because that's why Frank said that let Kai start. Because we did not have Pulisic fully fit. So I guess he said that let Kai start. And when Pulisic is back, I would think that Kai would take a second spot. Kai will take time to settle. It might take 5 to 6 games. Might be October or November, we can see the real Kai Havertz.
Yeah, that's definitely true. So, I really like the fact that you mentioned Kepa as a world-class goalkeeper. That was really bold of you to say that Kepa is a world-class goalkeeper.
He is not called up for 70 million by our board. Especially our board. Our board doesn't do, just selling out the money. We have thought something long-term behind it. Yes, we are getting Mendy now. We are having two goalkeepers to fight for one place. And that's pretty good. Like, Kepa is also not that bad. He had a pretty good first season. So I don't think, in my mindset, people have, they have sold Kepa in their minds, like they don't want him. But I still back him at a certain level. But let's see how the season goes. So yeah, looking forward to the Liverpool game.
But do you think? Just one question, Yo. Do you really think Mendy is going to solve our problems? I would have preferred someone like Martinez, who is already proven in the PL, and is already a good keeper for Aston, who just signing for Aston Villa, I guess. He is also 28, so any day Martinez would be better, I would have thought.
I think Petacek's opinion is greater than Suham's opinion. So yeah, so Mendy is better. Sure.
Any day. And yeah. we must have got through that. But Martinez, I guess he might want to be the first keeper and not the backup keeper. Considering his age also, he has played, at almost a decade over for Arsenal. Like, he's been there in the team. So we might have gone through it, let's see what happens. We are here to look for the Liverpool game.
Yes, we believe in Czech.
So in the Brighton game, what I think is, like, we didn't have the likes of Pulisic, we didn't have Kovacic, we didn't have Thiago Silva, we didn't have Ben Chilwell, and we didn't see the best of Kai Havertz and what he's known for. We didn't actually see that. So what I think is, when all these players come in, it would make Chelsea even stronger, and maybe if we continue playing like this, creating more and more chances and getting more goals, we can actually beat Liverpool in the next game. What do you all think? Okay, not saying that they all are going to come back next game week, but we should be able to at least salvage a draw from that game, right?
What are your thoughts, Mohit?
The Liverpool game. There are certain games in the season, like before the season starts, I put them as ye jagah mein points nahi milenge. One of them is away at St. James's Park, Newcastle away. We don't get points. Rarely we get points there. That's defeat or loss. Fixed. Nowadays ka trend this is Liverpool home and away, defeat / draw, fix. City away, defeat, fix. Aise kuch games hai, usme se ye ek game hai. Liverpool, defeat, fix. Mind mein rehta hai. This way you don't cry at the end of the game. Because they are a better team, they are the champions, they've got 90 points consecutively two seasons, mazak nahi hai. They've been playing together for 3 seasons, chemistry is next level. So We haven't played for 2 weeks. They have played for 3 seasons. So, yeah, obviously, for that very reason, I predict Liverpool to hopefully not embarrass us, but hopefully 2 goals is other nahi haarenge. That's all. Very negative, I know, but yeah, realistically, I don't see any chance of us getting anything in that game. So, let's just move on. West Brom game is something I'm looking forward to.
Okay. Let's just finish this first. So, Rituraj, what are your thoughts on the next game?
Okay, Liverpool, as Mohit said, a very difficult fixture. Okay, so we have to think through this. We might possibly, I feel strongly that Ben Chilwell might be in contention to start the game against Liverpool. Now, don't ask me why, because I've seen him better. He's in training. He's better than ever. I think he's good to go. So I think Ben Chilwell would start. And of course, I don't expect a marginal win over Liverpool at this time of the season when you have no preseason. Okay, consider these factors. You have no preseason. You have 6 or 7 new signings who are directly being injected into the first team, right? In the, you know, second managerial season of a new manager. Agafa is also new to this management role. So these things, you can't expect to, you know, win by 4 or 5 goals just by injecting those 4 or 5 signings in a matter of 2 weeks' time. So that is difficult. Of course, I'm not saying that that's not possible. We are Chelsea. We can do anything. So yeah, the thing is, Liverpool are looking quite strong, but they haven't made that signings. So, you know, you have that those, you know, stagnant players. I guess we might have a chance on that. Joe, I don't have any injury updates on the Liverpool players right now. So, I can't say exactly. But I expect a draw, to play out for a draw. And I also hope that we all do hope that we get those 3 points. And yeah, I guess the players, I would also like to see the Gaffer do the optimum player selections that he has with the squad, not starting all the players at a time. Like, I do want to see all the players, but yeah, it would take time. So yeah, that was my take on Liverpool. That was pretty realistic, not that very bold too, but yeah, you have to think this through. Like, you cannot cry in the end. As Mohit said, you can't just bitch about it later on that we didn't win. So yeah.
Right. So,
Liverpool game is always tough. Be it any season, Liverpool is going to be tough. They are going to come at you. They are going to attack you. But what can stand out to us is that our pace, Timo, if Timo starts coming in inside forward and he carries that pace, it is going to be difficult for someone like Van Dijk or Arnold to cope with him, because we have that pace. And coming Kovacic, I would have Jorginho out of the team, so it will have a better impact, because Kante and Kovacic can control the mids for us. We need just, and I'm expecting Pulisic to start on Sunday. Pulisic and Kai would start.
Okay.
Right. Very good. Okay. So.
And it's going to be tough.
Yeah. What I think.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah, definitely.
But only one thing can go against us is if we concede stupid goals like which we did against them last time around when we lost 5-3.
Right.
Yeah, about last.
What
last,
I think is.
Yeah, about last season's games against Liverpool. That was the time. That was the game. The 2-1 defeat against Liverpool last season. Till then, I really had like few doubts about Frank Lampard tactically. After that game, I was sure this guy knows what he's doing. He completely tactically outclassed Jurgen Klopp in that 2-1 defeat. I know we lost, but that was ek free kick or ek like free goal to yaar. But we completely dominated them, like midfield, fullbacks. That performance was next level. Kante scored. We should have scored. We should have drawn that game. But back then, at least we had I mean, team settled the same team. Sari ka team khel raha, same. Thoda new kid, Mountain, Abraham. Otherwise, now it's completely different. Let's see.
Sari ball. Kyu baat karte ho yaar? Sari ball bakwas tha.
No, it was the same team from. It was the same team from Sari.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Soham said that with the pace of Timo Werner, Pulisic and all, we can exploit the Liverpool defense. And we saw against Leeds, they aren't as good as they were in the season before. They lacked a bit of pace. Van Dijk making mistakes, which is pretty rare. But we have seen that against Arsenal and all. He is making mistakes. So he's also human, in fact. So I think if we have Pulisic back and maybe if Timo Werner is in great form, we can exploit this. Those fullbacks, Liverpool fullbacks, go on the attack, we can, in that transition, we can score goals. But for that, we need to be clinical and we need to score. So let's see, if Pulisic isn't there, that's a big, big, thing that Chelsea have. So let's say Pulisic is back. Let's hope that he is back.
Pulisic will be making a bench for sure. Pulisic is going to make the bench for sure.
Oh yeah, and let's hope that he does. We still don't know. Frank Lampard hasn't come out and said that he's 100% fit. Let's hope he is. So I just wanted to ask you all, if we sign Mendy in the next 1 or 2 days, would you all start him against Liverpool?
No,
Rituraj.
No way. This can't happen. Like, you sign a player and he just comes straight onto the field. We don't have Mourinho. Like, he'll sign Bergwijn in 2 days, before 2 days, and the next thing he does is play him in directly the first match. So I don't think of a goalkeeper position, Lampard would just directly start him. We need to have those drills at Cobham. I don't think that Mendy will start against Liverpool. Yeah, it's a rare possibility.
Plus, things are different now, things like coronavirus has come. You need to have that. You need to have a quarantine for some days or something like this is happening.
That's true.
It will take certain time. To,
right.
I guess.
Mohit, what are your thoughts
about this thing? About, you know, you're talking about goalkeepers in like 2 days. Just putting this out there. So we signed Kepa Arrizabalaga on deadline day. And 2 days later, we had the game against Huddersfield. Or 1 day later. I guess it was 1 day later. It was Saturday. And man played the whole 90 minutes. And he was good. You know, goalkeepers, the best thing is goal. Any other player, I'd say nahin. But goalkeepers ka kya scene na? Unko kuch aisa hai nahin. Wo log like, sirf khade rehke save hi karna. And he's not match sharpness ki to baat alag hai. Because he's been playing League One. Yeah, Liga has been like August 20 ko start ho gaya tha. So he's been playing football for some time. Matlab, this new season. So, pre-season ka kuch aisa hai nahin uska. So, if he comes now, start him. Start your best goalkeeper.
I don't think so, because it's not going to happen. Because see, now it's not a right time. Because see, you do not know COVID the situation. It was, no one is going to take the risk, because one small thing would lead to a big thing coming up.
I mean,
everyone will be getting infected, and again the league would be suspended for some point of time.
I'm sure
we don't want it as a fans that.
Yeah, I'm sure Chelsea have enough IQ to test a new signing before putting him in Cobham or something. I'm sure about that. I'm confident in my club.
That. By the way, last season, I don't think Caballero would have started over Kepa, considering the price tag on him. So just take into that also. Last year, we had Willy as the second keeper. So of course, I wouldn't think of doing such a thing, like starting him. But there is a chance. I do not completely disagree to your point, but there is a chance that Mendy would also start the game. So yeah, that's pretty good.
So let's say we don't get the deal done for Mendy in the next 2-3 days. Would you all start Willy Caballero ahead of Kepa?
Mohit? No.
Again, yes, play your best goalkeeper, and Willy Caballero is better than Kepa, proved. So, play him.
Definitely. Yeah. So, you said no first. Why is it a no?
I mean, Kepa, I see, one thing is for sure, Kepa has much better reflexes than Kepa because of his age. And so reflexes are going to be important for Liverpool. At least Kepa could try to do something. Kepa is not going to push that out like that, like a 21-year-old or 22-year-old goalkeeper or 25-year-old. Because his body movements are restricted now, because he's in late 30s. So it is going to be difficult for him to have that clinical punches out of the box. And plus, Kepa is now sounding like a leader in a team. And he's voicing his opinions and all those stuff. Because I saw some of his insights, so he was doing that.
Right. Rituraj, why wouldn't you start Caballero?
I know he has been great the second half of the season. He lost, Lampard was also done with him. But, Cech is our legend, okay? And Cech, once Cech says something, that he sees something in Kepa, I would not go against him in any way. So, yeah, as far as Cech is behind Kepa, I am behind Kepa. That's it.
Right. So, we have talked about like who is going to start as a goalkeeper and all that. So, let's just get into the starting lineup, what we think the starting lineup should be. So, first we'll get an idea of what formation we should play. So, I'll start with Soham. What do you think the formation will be? 3-4-3. 3-4-3. Right.
Ruturaj? Okay, my formation would be like last game I didn't understand the formation. I'm pretty sure like no one had idea like how did we wanted to play. So yeah, I guess for Liverpool we will have four at the back with a 4-2-3-1.
4-2-3-1, right. But that's actually true. No one actually understood because it's just such like transitions where sometimes we're playing 4-2-3-1, then got converted to 4-2-2-2. It was all like messed up.
Lampard was really, considering that as a preseason game. The game from what I saw, like he was experimenting with all that he could, all the players that he could bring in, bring out. Like yeah, I thought it was a preseason game that we won.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Mohit, what should be the formation according to you?
The formation which has worked against Liverpool before, a 4-3-3.
Oh yeah, right. So I would also go 4-3-3. So let's just stick to 4-3-3, right now?
Yeah.
Majority says so.
Yeah. So let's start with the goalkeeper, in fact. So right now we have a mixed these votes of Caballero, Mendy, Kepa. So let's just get straight. Who would you start, Mohit?
I'll go with Caballero.
Right, okay, that's bold. And again, Soham?
Kepa
is okay. Rudraj?
With Kepa, bro. And I think he will make a world-class save in that match. Okay, I expect that from him if he starts.
So I would say Caballero should start because last game we saw Kepa isn't that great, okay? Let's just be honest. He is not the goalkeeper we need right now, at least. And against Liverpool side, which is so fast, it has such a quick transition. I wouldn't start him because in Caballero, what we get is he has experience. And also, yes, as Soham said, he is old, but I would start him ahead of Kepa in the next game. So right now, what we have is we still have mixed up votes for the goalkeeper. So we'll bring that up again in the end. Let's just move on to the defense right now. Right back, who would you start, Rituraj?
Are there any doubts over right back? I would definitely start Reece James at right back. Considering the form he's in right now, the goal he's scoring, the contributions he's making offensively as well as defensively, a total baller, man. And after the substitutions, he also played a center defensive mid. So it's the versatility that he has. I guess I would start Reece James.
Yeah, so I think all three of rest of us are going to agree that Reece James should start as a right back, right?
Yeah, of course. It has to be Reece James.
Yes, of course.
So let's move to the left back now. But let's take into consideration that Ben Chilwell isn't fit. Let's not say that he is fit. So who would you start? So,
Marcos Alonso.
Okay, and why is that? Why not Aspi, the left back?
See, Alonso provides you with enough flanks. You know, if you have to run enough flanks, Alonso can come inside and can help Timo.
Right, and Mohit, whom would you start?
I think it's suicide to play Alonso against Salah. So, no chance. It has to be Azpilicueta, someone who can defend.
Right, okay. And Rudraj?
just for the sake of it, I will start Emerson. Because you are saying Ben Chilwell is not ready, so I'm going with Emerson here.
Oh my God.
I don't have any comments on it. It's just a vague prediction from my side.
I guess I would start Aspi because, yes, as Mohit said, you need someone who can defend against that Liverpool attack that's so fast. So I would start Aspi, and let's move on to the center backs, I guess. So first center back, who are you all going to start? Prithviraj, who would you start as a pair?
I'll start with the pair. Okay.
Again. Thiago Silva isn't fit.
Okay.
Let's say he's
you,
not.
You aren't even considering the new signings in defense.
No, not.
Oh,
right.
Man.
Not right now.
That hurts a lot. Okay, so I'll go with Zuma and Christensen only. Like, yeah, they last match they had been good enough. Rudiger is quite risky. I would not start him like right now. That is very difficult. But yeah, I'll go with the same partnership as the first match.
Right. And any of y'all who have a different pair in the centre-back position, Soham or Mohit?
Zuma and Rudiger.
Zuma and Rudiger. And why not Christensen? Don't you think that he played well in the last match?
He did play. But if you need some characters, you need Rudiger. And against Liverpool, you need characters.
I think if you need a bottle job, you need Rudiger. Christensen, man of the match last game. Obviously, the same. Don't change. Don't fix anything which is broken. And play the same defense.
Yeah.
Rudiger could be a hero also.
Anthony Beres has done a great job, by the way.
I see
a lot
credit,
of compactness
credit.
In our team.
Fair, yes.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, key credit on it.
By set pieces looked a lot better.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
the way we were staying compact, marking the required players, blocking those shots coming in. It was pretty great. And thanks to you, Anthony Berry. This is a shout out for you if you hear it anyway. Yeah, so let's move ahead.
For like some moments, I actually felt like with thoda John Terry Carvalho type so guy, like they were so good. Zuma and Christensen were good. Okay, not comparing. It was definitely an upgrade to what we had seen last season. So yeah, Anthony Barry has done a good job. So right now, what in let's not take the goalkeeper into consideration. What we have in the defensive four is Reece on the right, centre back Zuma, Christensen, and left back is Aspi. Right, that's what.
Aspi.
So let's move on. And who would you have as the three midfielders, Mohit? Whom would you have?
The three midfielders I'd had. See, remember, this is Liverpool. And you can just say that Thibaut Werner is this. If you need to get to Liverpool's defense, you'll have to break the press. And if you want to break the press, there's one man who can do it. He goes by the name of Mateo Kovacic.
Yes.
Press resistant, he has to play. N'Golo Kante, first name. Kante, on you don't need anything else, has to play. And Mason Mount, last season's midfield, major who played most last season, these three. And they were the ones who went through. You know, if you watch the Leeds game, the reason they got the three goals is because they played through Liverpool's midfield. Fabinho ko sab ye karke. You know, last season when we beat Liverpool 2-0, what Gilmore did to Fabinho. You need to play. Aisa kuch karna chahiye. That's
Billy boy. Billy boy.
Yeah, that's what you need.
Yeah.
So, I'll go with Kante, Kovacic, and Mason Mount as my three midfielders.
All right. And Rituraj, whom would you go?
Okay. Mohit said, I completely agree. The player of the season, Mateo Kovacic. What a player he is. We saw that against Bayern, even though we lost. We have seen that against Man City, the level that he is press resistant is something else. He has that dribbling skill set, which is very rarely found in the players, in modern day players. Mateo Kovacic, I would have Kante. Kante, you know, we said it's a 4-3-3, right? So I'll have Kante at the pivot. Kovacic on the left, and I would probably have I think Kai Havertz might play a number 8.
Right.
Okay, so
that's actually
I guess
possible.
Lampard is still finding guys, you know, experimenting with his positions.
Yeah.
So that's, I think Kai may be a number 8 on Sunday.
Right. Soham, what do you think? Any changes from
same day,
Ruturaj. Right. Yeah, I think I would also go with same as Ruturaj said, with Kante, Kovacic and Kai Havertz. I would say that Frank Lampard might try to play him as a number 8 and just, okay, that's actually like 50-50 Kuzbio. Like Frank Lampard actually might put him in the substitute as well.
Yeah.
Or just might try him as a number 8. Only he knows what he's going to do. So right now what we have in the midfield is Kante, Kovacic and Havertz as our both go. So moving on to the right wing right now, who would you start, Soham?
Someone like RLC?
RLC as a right winger, okay. And again, taking into consideration his performance against Brighton, you would still start him as a right winger?
Yes, I would still support him because it was just his first game. And he had a major injury, which he came from. And he did not get enough matches last year under his belt. So he has a point to prove.
Right.
Okay,
but don't you think bahut time ho gaya? Matlab kab se injuries. Ek season khatam ho gaya yaar. Matlab kab tak injuries ka bahana rahega? But theek hai, let's see. Ruturaj, who
Lampard is going to believe him because he's going to be a potential goal scorer also for him.
Right. Yeah, could be possible. Yeah, we don't know. Ruturaj, whom would you start as a right winger?
Okay, so can I say the front line itself? I'll start with what he said about RLC. Like a right winger, RLC, it's a big no. Of course, you can't have that physicality on the right side of the pitch so much up front. So that's difficult. I think that Giroud might start up front as a striker. On the left, he'll just have on his shoulder, he'll have Werner on his left. And I think Callum might start on the right. So that's what I think like right now, considering like we all were hoping for Callum to start the Brighton game. So I guess he's pretty well in the right winger position with Werner sticking close to Giroud. To receive those so that Giroud can just he can just run from his shoulder. So that is a pretty good lineup to have on Sunday. And RLC too, like you can't go about RLC. Sorry, I'm just bringing this in, but you can't have such you have given him so much opportunities. You have to play, and we as Soham said, you can keep those opportunities for the EFL games. Like, we can't risk such positions for a big game like Liverpool. So such a big game, we cannot do that. Okay, so that was my take on the front line. We have Giroud up front, sticking close with him is Werner, and on the right is Callum.
Are you talking about the same thing which Nagelsmann tried again at this Leipzig?
He had a different system. Yeah, he had a different system. But yeah, something on the similar lines that...
That would be really great. Because if Giroud and Werner could collaborate with each other, it would be one of the most deadliest combos.
I really hope he brings the best out of Werner in this season.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So Mohit also would go with Giroud and left winger as Timo Werner, right?
Yeah. And on the right, I'd go with my boy, Callum. A proper winger for a change, because I don't expect so.
Okay.
And also yeah, this time
and
yeah.
So
you can't play Timo Werner up top like as a striker. Come on, you cannot play him against Van Dijk, man. It's not fair. Okay, you play Giroud.
That's difficult.
Yeah, Giroud will take care of Van Dijk physically, and then Werner can make the run. Yeah, that'll be good.
That's good. That's
right.
Going to be a good one.
Okay. That's true. Timo Werner doesn't play as a striker. Yes, he is.
Yes.
That is not his preferred position. But if we have Pulisic back in the game, what are your thoughts? Who starts?
Then Pulisic at the right.
Pulisic for Callum. Yeah, that's pretty sorted.
Right.
He played there.
Pulisic
for Dortmund.
Left.
Pulisic played at the right for
Pulisic
Dortmund.
Pulisic should be on the left now.
But he played at the right for
Pulisic
Dortmund.
Pulisic can play either wings,
yeah,
by
he
the
can
way.
Play both.
Yeah, he can play both, right.
Right, so you all three are going with, if Pulisic is back, play him on the right wing, right?
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, no-brainer.
Okay, right. Right, so let's say, okay, let's move back to the goalkeeper again.
I just had forgotten about it.
This is really tough because we had different opinions on this. But again, I would like to ask Rituraj first. You said you're going to start Kepa, and why not Caballero?
Okay.
And let's let's say Mendy is back. Mendy is, like, he's fit to start against Liverpool. Would you still start Kepa?
Okay, now you have made it difficult for me now. I am thinking that I think we should let Mendy start. You see Kepa's record against Liverpool. Those free kicks, all that has happened with Kepa and Liverpool, it's been tough. So if Mendy is on by any means, I'll go with him. Or I'll back Kepa to start again. Because he will improve, I guess. And as I predicted, he will make one world-class save if he plays that match. Yeah.
Right. And Soham, if Mendy is back, whom would you start?
Kepa. I'm not going to start a person who just come to the team because he doesn't have that, you know, what you call team bonding with each other. He doesn't know his team, first teammates properly. When Kepa came to the picture, Kepa was knowing majority of the players because majority of the players were in his Spanish team side. You had Azpilicueta, you had Alonso, you had Pedro. So he knew those players. That
okay,
time.
They didn't play for Spain though.
Right.
They by then
but
not
he didn't play for Spain.
But they were not never getting selected. It was only Morata who was playing for Spain. And then Wobi rarely. That's it. So he didn't know anyone from
Spain.
But
yeah, but see.
And Kepa came and he was good.
Yeah, because Kepa was good. Because see, now you not see Kepa was good, and he knew the players because that time team bonding was there. Because he came, I guess he came very
one
late,
day before. One day before.
Yeah, but he had that bonding with the team members already.
Yeah, so Mendy ka bhi ho
gaya.
But
Mendy,
first pronounce the name right. It's Edwa Mondi, okay? Pronounce the guy's name right. It's not Mendy, it's Mondi, okay? Pronounce him right, okay?
Mondi.
Okay, yeah, right.
Okay.
So, Mohit, would you start Mondi in ahead of Caballero?
Yeah, and I would start our new long-handed monster of a goalkeeper, Edwa Mondi. Ahead of anyone. Kepa, obviously. I mean, I'll start Caballero also ahead of Kepa. Kepa is like, you know, it's a no-brainer, you can say. Like, statistically, the worst goalkeeper in the league last season. He can't save a long shot, and Liverpool have a good habit of scoring long shots against us. Okay? So that's another thing. And Kepa, I mean, there is no, like, sentimentality nahi lana hai, okay? I feel for Kepa, okay? I do feel for him, okay? Ek achha goalkeeping coach se Hilario jaisa clown usko goalkeeper coach. I do feel for him. I do feel, breakup ho gaya Londe. F in the chat, okay? I do feel for the guy. He's a good guy.
Do you really think Kepa is a problem? I do not think Kepa is a problem. I think we have a shit goalkeeper coach. A guy who has not even played properly for his team. How can he be a goalkeeper coach?
Yeah, that's possible. That's 100% possible.
Yeah, it could be possible.
See, because goalkeeper coaches are important. Because as long as you drill the system in the player, it's going to impact. Because see, Lampard, if you see, Mourinho had one of the best keeper coaches. Even when Sarri came, he had one of the best coaches. But Hilario is too horrible, man. He hardly
because in the Sarri season, Kepa wasn't this bad. He was this bad.
It's the same team. It's the same team which we are playing. Hardly there are changes in the back line. There are no changes also in the back line. See, the players are the same. Except from Hazard gone and Morata gone. Everyone is the same. You had Aspi, you had Zuma, you had Christiansen. You had Alonso, you had Kante, you had Kovacic, you had Giroud.
The point being, many things collided in the defense for us together.
Like, yeah, a lot
it
of
It was a domino effect of, a panic buy, everybody was reporting, plus a defense which lacked a leader. Okay, so all these things came together for past two seasons, and that has caused us to leak goals in behind. So I guess now O Monstro is here for us. I hope he does us well. He pays us off well, and we will be forever grateful to him. Man.
Yeah, definitely. And so what my opinion is, if we get Mendy in the next two or three days, I would start him. Or else, again, I would go with Willy Caballero, because Kepa wasn't good at all in the last game. And also, yes, that could be because of the goalkeeper coach that we have. But yeah, again, I would start Caballero in goal, if not Mendy. So right now, what the squad is, I would say, let's just go with Caballero right now. Is that okay? Let's just go with him right now.
I guess there is a tie here. So we should exclude Mendy, that we shouldn't consider him as he isn't fit, and we should all go with Mendy for greater good.
For the greater
good. Okay, so let's just start. Yeah, right. So Mendy as a goalkeeper, Reece as a right back, center back pair with Christensen and was Zuma. Christensen and Zuma, and Aspi as our left back, right? Yeah, that's what that was our opinion. And Kante, Kovacic and Mason Mount, right? And midfield.
No, we had Havertz as number 8.
Oh, right. Yeah, right. As a number 8, we had Havertz. And up front, we had Giroud, and left winger, we had Timo Werner, and right winger, we said Pulisic, right?
Yeah.
That was
if he is fit.
Yeah, right. Or if he's not fit, we would have Callum as our right winger. So, what do you think is Mason Mount doesn't have a place in the side next game? Mohit, why not?
Mason Mount has a place. Mason Mount has a place. He's Lampard's son. Okay, I'm just joking. Mason Mount is the last season, you could say, one of the only players who fitted the system. So, yeah, Mason Mount is going to be vital for us.
The rotation is gonna be key. Like, we are not saying that Mason will be out for the game. Will be out for a long time. The rotation will be key in Champions League places. The injuries that all of the clubs, not just us as Chelsea, all the clubs face those injuries. So the squad depth that we have now, rotation will be key. The gaffer knows what he has to do. He knows Mason is important to us. He knows Tam is important to us. I guess he will. They all will start their very important games that they want.
Right. That's true. That could be possible. So let's say we aren't in a good situation. Come in the 65th minute, 70th minute, we are down by one goal. Whom would you bring on as a super sub? Let's say we haven't made any substitutions. Whom would you bring on, Soham? As a super sub, we are down by one goal. Whom would you bring?
We would probably bring in Callum only, I guess. We attacking, like, we are playing, we are going all out attack on Liverpool. We know we cannot afford to defend against Liverpool, so we are going like all out on Liverpool. So I guess not a super sub as such, but we expect to make an instant impact as soon as we get on the pitch and not wait for that super sub or we are goal down. That's my opinion.
Right. That's a good opinion. And whom would you bring on, Mohit, as a super sub?
I mean, do we have super subs? Like, do we have subs? Who will be our subs? I'm thinking.
That's what I was thinking.
Like,
nahi, but bolna padega na.
अभी हर्सरोडॉय बेंच में वो आ सकता है. फॉर मी माउंट वाज प्लेइंग, सो लाइक हैवर्ट्स कैन कम ऑफ द बेंच इफ माय हैवर्ट्स इज प्लेइंग, माउंट कैन कम ऑन. And whoever, like, either way. So yeah, hopefully we are not behind. That'd be great, but it probably will be. Okay. So yeah.
Right. So with that, I think we have done, we have winded up with the lineups in the game. So what are your thoughts on Liverpool? How are we going to beat them tactically? Well, Leeds did pretty well in the last game. They played really, really good. What do you think? How can we beat Liverpool? Rituraj, what are your thoughts?
Just attack, attack, attack. That's it.
Okay.
Tactically, we saw that in the 5-3 game. What happened? The reaction to it. Okay, we lagged defensively a bit there, or otherwise that would have at least been a draw. So yeah, it is pretty well that Werner might be dropping off the shoulder of Giroud. We would have, if Chilwell starts, we would have those crosses coming in. Of course, we in our predicted lineup we don't have him. But yeah, if that happens, we have those overlapping full backs. We is exactly have a Liverpool blueprint with us. Like we have those modern full backs, we have those strikers and wingers. Exactly, we are on the track of Liverpool squad as and tactics, as I would like to say. Mohit, you want to add anything? Like, if am I right?
Yeah, perfect. We're following their blueprint, but a lot quicker. Like we just signed six players in a
Yeah,
window.
a lot quicker. It's
So,
Chelsea. It's Chelsea. You can't
yeah,
wait. You can't
yeah.
wait for trophies. It's
It
Chelsea.
it's a Chelsea thing.
Yeah, it's Chelsea. It's a
Yeah,
crime, you
right.
know, if you do not win a trophy in a season, it's a crime.
Oh man.
Yeah,
It's okay.
that's it. Yeah, so that actually we come to the end of the lineup. So let's just end this episode with
Ooh.
our predictions for the game. So what are your
Yes.
predictions for the game next week?
2-1 Chelsea win.
2-1 Chelsea, you're okay. That's pretty bold again. And Mohit, what are your thoughts?
I'm sorry, but realistically, 3-1 Liverpool. I'd love us to win or draw. Like it's football, anything can happen. But they are 11v11,
I'm telling on this.
stronger than us, so
I'm
they'll win.
telling it. I'm telling on this podcast. If Mohit's prediction comes right, he gets a cold drink on my beer.
Yeah, okay.
Just because this guy doesn't drink beer, that's all.
Right, that's cool. Ritu, what are your thoughts?
A good 2-2 draw. The points are
Good to
shared.
wonder.
The points are shared. The
Right.
points have been shared.
Right.
And I want to
Yeah.
tell you one thing, that whenever Mohit has made such predictions,
He has
he
lost.
made he made such City predictions. You said
Yeah.
that you'll draw or lose or something.
Yeah.
He said like that, and we actually have won those kind of games.
मैं
So I
जिंक्स
hope we
करता हूँ
win. I
या
hope your yeah. I hope your reverse psychology works.
यस
Work however it may. So yeah, I'm just happy. A two two
जैसा
draw for
बाकली का
me.
हुआ, जैसा बाकली का हुआ था ना.
So I'm gonna predict 2-1 Liverpool. Because it's tough, man.
पेसिमिस्ट
बहुत
वाला
मुश्किल है. मतलब अगेंस्ट लिवरपूल, अ यंग साइड, वी हैवंट प्लेड मेनी गेम्स, प्री सीजन नहीं था. ऑल टेकिंग ऑल दैट इनटू कंसीडरेशन, आई वुड से लिवरपूल आर गोना विन दिस मैच 2-1.
Fair point, fair
सो
point.
या दैट्स अबाउट इट. वी हैव कम टू एन एंड ऑफ दिस एपिसोड ऑफ टी विद सीटीवी, एंड इट वाज अ प्लेजर joining you all joined this episode, especially Soham, who was our guest. So thank you, Soham, for joining us, and
Awesome.
also Mohit and yeah. So that's about it. So we'll be
Thank
back
you.
for episode 3, guys. Also do follow us on our Instagram account. We have an Instagram account, also on Twitter and live,
Facebook.
and also on Facebook, and we have the links in the description as well, as you can see them on the screen. So do give us a follow, and let's go, let's go, let's bleed blue and keep the blue
Let's
flag
bang
flying
up
high.
the
Thank you, guys.
chips.